Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
I'm going to start the interview in a little bit of an odd way, but Paul and I have a tradition. I don't know whether he knows, but I certainly know that every time we sit in the Marianne, we meet each other, I have to give him a bag of Haribo. And there's a reason for this, I promise you.
Oh,
and Jesse, I also now want to be in a tradition with you as well.
Thank you.
You know what?
This is fun.
I'm having one now.
Yeah, you do. Well, hang on. You've opened it, because Paul has a life hack about bags of Haribo.
You did.
So you've opened it the way I would open it.
Right.
Look, Paul does.
See, the sugar goes to the bottom. So you get the sugary ones
so
first.
So he starts.
I'm going to go. I couldn't. When we started working together, his snack bag on set is atrocious.
Or brilliant, depending on how you look at it.
If it's got Haribo, then
it didn't have Haribos in it.
Okay.
Yes, it did.
It didn't have Haribo.
There were sacks of Haribo and, like, the worst sugar. I mean, like, that you wouldn't give a 2-year-old.
I feel like I've gotten you in trouble now, Paul. I'm sorry.
I don't care. I'm happy as Larry
is.
Please.
Happy.
And these are delicious.
The reason this happened was because of a movie we was doing with Andrew Scott, and they would have Haribo, I guess,
it's Andrew's
to
fault,
decompress.
Really.
Yeah, after the
Haribo.
You knew that with everybody, though. Josh, you had sweeties as well.
Yeah, not with you.
Well, I was going to ask, what
sweet enough.
What did you guys do after an intense scene to kind of get? Get everyone back down to planet Earth. Wasn't Chloe, wasn't she playing tunes and things?
Tunes were happening, dance takes.
Yeah.
We had a couple of glasses of wine after one particularly hard scene, sat on the foot of your trailer.
Oh, yeah.
That was a nice...
I liked that on a Friday, like at the end of the week. Emily, Joe, all of us, I'd get a few bottle of wines into the makeup trailer, all the makeup artists, and you just have to have a little decompress, get some cheese in, just have a good old chat about life, and
see,
then go
cheese
vegan.
And wine.
It's
not,
a bit more adult than Haribo.
Yeah.
I should say, before anything else, congratulations on Hamlet. This movie is just honestly so incredible, and I stumbled out into the kind of mid-winter sunshine on O'Connor Street in the Savoy, having seen it, an absolute wreck. I had a really weird experience, actually. And I don't think many people who have seen it so far will have had this experience, but I watched it with my eldest son.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Wow.
So he's on work experience this year.
What age
this
is
week.
Your
he's
son?
16. He's in transition.
Right.
So he was in Today FM, and it was one of those things where he was coming along and learning about the show, and then it was like, I have to go to a movie screening on whatever day it was. And he came and sat with me, and... Like, to watch this movie, which obviously is, you know, particularly father and son involved, and to watch it with him, I mean, at one point I reached over and kind of grabbed his hand, like 16, going, what are you doing? You know, but it really, it connected on such a deep level as a parent.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that theme in the movie of love, of just, you know, between you two at the beginning, but then to the kids and all that, was that something that you guys were really focused on in terms of... demonstrating that to us as an audience, that love has so many different identities.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a conscious choice. It kind of just was. Like, Chloe brought all these people together who you couldn't but love, you know. Kids were just so extraordinary. Working with Paul has been one of the greatest experiences of my life. Emily Watson has been one of the most important people in my life. And I think the thing I learned from doing this film is that to love is such a courageous and epic and, you know, beautiful thing, but it's also the bravest thing, because you might and will ultimately lose the people that you love.
Yeah.
And we all have an understanding of grief because we've all loved.
Yeah.
And I think this is a film that is, that holds the polarity of love and loss in both hands and allows the tension of both those things to exist, and also for those things to be the things that you transform through, you know?
Right.
And
how those two things communicate with each other often, like the grief and the love. It's also such a nice experience, like gorgeous experience to like have. The beginning of the shoot was essentially me and Jesse and Chloe and our extraordinary crew just kind of running around in the woods in Wales. And it really just felt like a very grounding and cathartic experience. And then to go into like the family side of the drama and the kids, it just felt like the root of it began in the woods in Wales.
Very free and alive, very kind of, and discovering, you know.
And when Chloe was casting this, I mean, was there... You are two fine actors, forget the fact that you're Irish, but then the fact that you're both Irish, do you think that came into her thinking, or was it, could it have been two nationalities? Could it have been, you know, as most movies are, two different people from different places, but there just seemed to be an, I don't know what the word is, but like an earthiness to both of you and your relationship, and I don't know whether that's an Irish thing or not, but is that just a coincidence that you're...
I think it was also our sensibilities, what these characters were, but also... Chloe has said this herself, there was nobody else in her mind for Anya's other than Jesse. Like, that was, and I think the minute I read the book, before I knew anything about the project, I was like, you read that book and think that Jesse Buckley would play that part. And she does it with such like, with such dexterity and like so much surprise. But it was, I don't think it has anything to do with the fact that we're Irish, but I think it has everything to do with the fact that we're Irish at the same time. Do you know, like, it's both things that... I don't think Chloe was thinking, oh, they're both Irish. It'll, we just happen to be... I don't know, it's hard to answer that question.
Yeah.
Do you know, I feel like we got into the room and the chemistry test was, like, so fizzy and exciting. So,
right.
And yeah.
Well, you can tell that from the screen. And Agnes, like, what a role. What a, how do you begin to embody this woman? And, like, is it, you know... sea swims, meditations, a Spotify playlist, a nag and a whiskey. What
no, I'll leave that to him.
Not the sea swims.
No. But she's so free, she's so mischievous, and she's so connected to the earth, and to, she's an incredible role.
Well, I think it was about connecting to being embodied with her. You know, I think... the kind of spiritual part of herself, it isn't like mystical, it's actually because it's so deeply rooted into nature and her own uncompromising connection to her elemental nature. And I mean, we had the book, which was an absolute gift, but then Chloe's process was really about getting as into your body and out of your head as possible. Right. And I don't like to project an idea onto the people that I play until I've discovered it inside them and beside them. And so there was a lot of space in filming to discover these moments in real time. There was also a lot of prep, you know, like I like to call it like I make soup, you know, I follow my nose and I find the ingredients that feel... like essential and electric to me towards that character, and I put it into the pot, and over the few months I just gently keep stirring it, and then you get to set and you take your hands off the wheel and you stand in front and beside these great people, and that becomes the story.
Right.
But really it was about being in her body, and she is like elemental.
And Paul, William Shakespeare is so famous, but he lived so long ago.
Yeah,
we don't really know him. I mean, we know him through his work rather than, you know, he's never someone we've seen. He's never someone, you know. So did you use his work to inform how you would take him on?
I did. I definitely, like, it's kind of a gift of, like, in terms of, like, people who are, like, well-known, it's a gift to play somebody from that time period, because we don't know anything other than the fact that he wrote these plays and that he's married to Anya's and that he had three children and lived in this ex, and all of those basic facts.
Yeah.
But they're not remotely interesting. You can't play those things. But what you can play is the feeling of, or what I can tap into is this feeling of, like, an artist who doesn't know that he's going to be William Shakespeare in brackets. It's just like, that's... there's a compulsion to express something, and this feeling of being trapped and wanting to escape, and having, and the complications that come out of that as a result of that kind of like unease, like this kind of feeling of wanting to go away, and but also the pulling back and wanting to be a good husband and a good father and all of those, that immediately felt like deeply relatable. And I was just trying to remove any concept of like looking forward into the idea of somebody's greatness. He doesn't, we see him like in a scene in the attic where he's just like, there's no concept of greatness there. If anything, it's just brutality of being a creative and then being in conflict with trying to be at the centre of a family as well.
Well, fast forwarding then to what we do know about him, who is the greatest writer, William Shakespeare or Paul McCartney?
Oh, you're...
That is unanswerable.
that is, if there's the bus is, you've fired me under the bus there. I can't answer that question.
That's fair.
Pretty good, I would say.
Okay, yeah, pretty good. Well, pretty best luck in that one as well. And I know you're making a Bride of Frankenstein movie. Can I tell you my amazing Mary Shelley fact? Maybe you know this,
yes,
right?
Yes, please.
This is so good. There was a volcanic eruption in Indonesia in 1815, right? And because it was close to the center of the Earth, the equator, it carried the explosion across the world, right? It caused the opium epidemic in China because the rice crops failed 3 times, so they had to grow something to make their way, and they grew poppies and opium happened and that all thing. There was a famine in Ireland, not the Great Famine, but there was a famine because there was a year with no summer. And when Mary Shelley and Byron went to Geneva to holiday at the lakes, they were bored because there was no sun and no summer, so they wrote ghost stories, and Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein because of an eruption in Indonesia in 1815.
I love that.
That's amazing.
Of course she wrote it from the bottom of a volcano.
And she was 18. Like, that's the insane thing.
Yeah. She wrote that at 18?
18.
I did know the bit about them all being around the lake and telling ghost stories, but yeah. I love that there was no daytime. Like, they wrote it almost like from a sleep state.
Yes, like, that's it was like. Kind it was grey the whole time.
Like nightmare sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Well, congratulations on Hamlet. Thank you. I think it may have brought myself and my 16-year-old even slightly closer together.
That's
which
great.
Is always a struggle as a dad and a son of that age. So thank you guys so much.
You'll remember that.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. And I certainly will. It stayed with me since. It's an amazing thing.
Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.